when Paul, as Saul, before his conversion, when his heart was far from Jesus and he didn't know him, he threw rocks at people. He stoned Stephen. Now his heart's close to Christ. His heart is close to this heart that is involved in self-giving love. And now that his heart is close to Christ, people are throwing rocks at him. And it's holy. He almost got stoned to death here in today's gospel. Saul suffered, Paul suffered. Their suffering was very different. In the gospel, Jesus is telling his 11 friends who are close to him that he's leaving, and it makes them suffer. Judas, whose heart is far from Christ, is the one inflicting it. Dear people, it's good to know from where one's suffering comes. And most of it, where our heart's not close to him, comes from my will not being able to get its way. Pride, and it makes me suffer. But if we've come to taste the presence of Christ so much that when we don't have it, we suffer, it is holy. And in that place, if we wait in faith like the 11, this beautiful growth just continues to happen. Let us stay in faith there, because where that happens, there's stuff that comes in and says this is happening because you did something wrong with you. No. The only thing that's wrong is this presence that means everything to me, I miss. And so I suffer. And so I long for him to return and carry out my daily duty while I wait.